Hi, this is Tanya, author of Outsmart Your Cancer, and I have on the phone today a man named Alan who wants to tell us his story about recovery from prostate cancer. Alan, how are you doing today?
I am doing so well, it's wonderful.
Oh, that's great. Well, I haven't spoken to you before at all, actually, so I'm really excited to hear your story.
I began by going to a urologist in June of 2005, and he took all the things, samples and so forth, and told me that it'd be well to have a biopsy for prostate cancer.
Uh-huh.
He told me nothing about the invasive character of that procedure.
Oh.
And then I went to the hospital and was put under general anesthetic, and they biopsied my prostate through my anal wall and gave me septicemia.
Oh, no, a terrible infection.
I was given this problem because the prostate biopsy brought fecal material into my bloodstream.
Oh.
And on the 4th of July, my wife saved my life by getting me to the emergency room, and I was taken there, and they pronounced I had pneumonia.
Of course,
the threat of being sued for giving me septicemia was in their minds a first hand. I mean, it was the primary thing to keep me from suing them. So after 3 days in the hospital, I was pronounced well again. And the biopsy results came back, and he pronounced with prostate cancer.
Okay. Now, did you also have a PSA score taken?
Yes, I had 11.1 PSA, and I told him I was going to take Protocil, and I took formula 23 and 4 times a day, quarter teaspoon, and I did it religiously, although I'm a very religious person. I won't say I did it Christianly. Then, in the process, he gave me a new PSA test for the fall. This was the 4th of July. I was in the hospital with septicemia.
That was of 05?
05.
Okay.
So
and then
the next one came back lower. I forget what his numbers were. But I've been back to him in July of 06, and the PSA is down to 2.5.
Wonderful.
And I pronounce myself free of cancer because no doctor will. He said, shall we do another biopsy? And I said, no way. And
I don't blame you.
And he gave me another PSA test for next January. And I am so thrilled that I'm free of cancer.
I think that's fantastic.
Years more of Protocil 23.
Great.
I've dropped it down to twice a day. But I've been in touch with PhD, Tony Bell, who's a biochemist.
Mm-hmm.
And he recommends I take years more.
You know, it's always a good idea. I know in the Protocil community, among people who use Protocil a lot, they tend to recommend that you take the formula for at least 6 months and preferably up to about a year after you get to that point where you think you're maybe free of cancer, just because the diagnostic tests can't see every bit of cancer or every last cancer cell. So I think that's a great idea. The only thing that you might want to consider is twice a day might not be effective if there's still cancer in your body. You might want to take it a minimum of 4 times a day still for the next year.
Quarter teaspoon. I just ordered my last pint, I thought.
Uh-huh.
I was going to have it last a year. But
well, I don't think twice a day is enough.
All right.
Because actually I knew one woman who had bladder cancer, and she got to the point where all of her scans and the scoping up the urethra could not find any cancer. And she'd been on 4 times a day, and then she went down to 3 times a day as a maintenance. And a few months later, there was a new spot that was suspicious, and it looked like the cancer might be back. So I really think twice a day is probably not enough.
So what regimen do you recommend?
Well, you know, the 23 is usually taken 5 times around the clock, but if you've gotten to that point you're at where you may actually be cancer-free now, then 4 times a day would probably be sufficient.
This is 7 o'clock in the morning, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, 7 o'clock at night, and at bedtime.
Okay, now when do you go to bed?
About 10:30.
Okay, so there's only 3.5 hours between the 7 o'clock dose and the bedtime dose, and then you'd be going between 10:30 and 7 in the morning, you'd be going 8.5 hours overnight. Now, you could do that, especially if you doubled the bedtime dose.
Oh, double the bedtime.
But the most effective way to take Protocell is to not go more than 6 hours in between any two doses. Now, is there any chance that you could get up in the middle of the night still for the next year and take a dose?
With my prostate condition, that's been a foregone conclusion.
So that's not hard for you?
No.
Well, you know, just if it's not too much trouble to get up in the middle of the night, and again, I'm not practicing medicine and giving out medical advice here. I'm just relaying what I've learned from people who know about using Protocell and the most effective way to use it. And it really does seem a consensus that the most effective way is to never go more than 6 hours between any two doses. Or for those people who really have trouble if they wake up in the middle of the night and can't get back to sleep, then for those people they'll double their bedtime dose and go 8 hours, but preferably not more than 8 hours.
This is like going
overnight.
Back to my whole year of treatment.
Or how were you taking it before?
Well, I was doubling my dose at bedtime, not taking any in the nighttime.
Okay.
And it worked.
Oh yeah.
I am cancer free.
Well, you can keep doing it the way you were doing it if you like. There's a lot of different ways, you know, it's just I'm trying to say that the most effective way is going to be at least 4 times around the clock every 24-hour period. If you want to just give yourself the most assurance, basically.
Well, my brother
come back.
Took Protocell for a year, and I think it extended his life a year.
Uh-huh.
He had smoked all his life and had lung cancer, took Formula 50. He lived a long time, but he was chained to an oxygen generator.
Mm.
And I think he died of emphysema.
Oh, okay. Well, that could be, and it sounds like maybe the Protocell did prolong his life. Now, is that how you found out about Protocell?
My sister was given the URL, that is, about your website, Outsmart Your Cancer.
Okay.
And she relayed it to me, and I jumped on it, because I feel that all the money in cancer is in the treatment, not in the curing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so pleased I am out of this world in excitement at being cured of prostate cancer.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I sent emails to everybody I knew, and my wife's son-in-law, is a emergency room RN, and he said, oh, get another opinion. He is of the traditional school and wanted to step on my happiness.
Mm.
Or I don't know if he wanted to, but it did.
Mm-hmm.
And I've not paid much attention.
Well, you know, it's up to every individual, and some people would get a second opinion and another needle biopsy, but I can sure understand not wanting to do that again, and I've heard those are very painful, too.
Well, I was under a sedative.
Oh, okay.
And but I sure didn't need any septicemia.
No, that's pretty bad.
Well, he gave me antibiotics, but not enough.
Mm-hmm.
And there I went to the emergency room on the 4th of July last year.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, Protocell has a really great track record from what I've heard with prostate cancer, and it sounds like from the way your PSA has gone down, basically you're down in the normal range, aren't you, from what the doctors have to say?
No.
Not
this
quite?
This doctor said he was astounded, and for a man over 70, it should be 6, and I was at 2.5.
Oh, okay. So basically, for your age, you are doing better than most men with that PSA score.
I'm so well, it's wonderful.
Yeah. Have you gotten any responses from any of your friends and family?
Oh, yes. I mean, I've got a new brother-in-law that is dying of liver cancer, and his wife is a nurse.
Mm.
And it's like trying to lead a horse to water when he won't drink.
Right. Well, there's a lot of people that just aren't open to this sort of thing.
I want to give your audio CD to them.
Okay.
Maybe if you send me 2.
Yeah, I'll send you a couple extra free CDs then.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling, Alan. It's been great talking to you, and I'm sure that your testimony will help a lot of people. Why don't you hang on the line and let me get that from you in just a second, and I'll just end the testimonial here with asking you if there's anything you want to say to the people out there listening to your story.
I want to tell them that the joy of being cured of cancer is beyond belief. It's wonderful, and that you should not, because of traditional medicine's advice, ignore non-conventional therapies. Be aware that people know more than some of the traditional medicine people.
Well, thank you so much for that. That's a great message to people, and your story will certainly give a lot of people encouragement to give alternatives a try. So, great talking to you, Alan. You have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.